Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is John Mellencamp bringing us back, a little Heartland Rock and Roll. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion, spins to the right. You see him on television all the time. Many of you are subscribed to his cyber column, mullings.com, which I encourage you to do if you aren't already. Rich, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the campaigns, the two parties, primarily the debates, I guess. The Democrats keep having their debate on Saturday nights. Do you think that's the reason? Do they think that that's to get more audience or less audience? What do you think?
Oh no, less audience without question. This was on Sunday night.
I meant Sunday night. Yeah. the other one was Saturday night.
Yeah, the other one was Saturday night. But this is a Sunday night before a 3-day weekend.
Right.
The general presumption, and nobody's ever tried to knock it down, even the Hillary people, is that the Hillary people and the woman who runs the Democratic National Committee,
right,
Congressman from Florida, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, mm-hmm, got together and said, okay, we got to have this many, what's the minimum number of debates we think we can get away with? And then when can we put them on so that the least possible number of people, mm-hmm, see them?
And has anybody ever compared the audience for the Republicans debate and the Democrats debate? Has anybody ever seen
the size? Mm-hmm. Well, this year the Republican.
That'd be interesting to see, wouldn't it?
Well, Trump has driven the debate,
right,
the Republican debate through the roof.
What's he going to do next, right?
Exactly. You don't want to miss whatever comes out of his mouth. Watching Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders may not quite be as engrossing television. But again, it's like national polls before the primaries. It doesn't make any difference. The only people that they're talking to right now are the people in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and maybe Nevada.
Right.
But I don't think they really, it's like what we say here about the Matthews. What's his first name? I can't think of it. On MSNBC.
Chris Matthews.
Yeah, Chris Matthews. Mm-hmm. It's not the fact that only 27 people watch him. It's which 27 people,
right,
watch him.
Well, so is Hillary going to just survive without too much problem if she loses Iowa and New Hampshire, knowing that Bernie's not going to play well in Flyover America?
I don't know. None of us know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. It's the same question you have to ask about Trump. If he loses Iowa and then gets skunked in...
Yeah,
in New Hampshire.
I think
what
that's a different scenario. That's a different dynamic, though, than Hillary's, because Trump has competitors who will play well across the
way. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, that's right. There's eight people in Missouri that think,
right,
that socialism is the right way to go.
Right.
That could be, but boy, it's gonna, even if that, she's gonna limp into the.
But that can't be good for her if she loses either one of those states, can it?
No, because the Democrats have proportional primaries all the way through to
right,
the end.
Right.
So Bernie's going to end up with a significant number of delegates, whether he becomes the nominee or not. And I've always felt, with absolutely zero proof, that Hillary and Barack Obama made a deal going into their convention 8 years ago,
yeah,
that
yeah,
she wouldn't use the enormous number of delegates she had to mess with him.
Right.
If she could be Secretary of State.
I don't think there's any question about that. So what? Back over to the GOP, how many candidates do you think there will be after Iowa?
Oh, I say probably three, maybe four will drop out, so that'll take it down to about four.
Of the main stage?
In total, I mean Santorum.
In total, okay.
I think Carly Fiorina may just say, okay, that was fun, but I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't make a case for going. You can't make a case to your staff.
What about
staff
Bush? Will Bush be around after Iowa?
It depends on how well or badly he does. He might decide that it's not so much what happened in Iowa for Bush and the establishment candidates, Jim. It's how far the it's how widely split the establishment vote will be in New Hampshire. I mean, if there was one, if it was just Rubio, then I think that he'd have a really good chance of if he, even winning in New Hampshire. But if it's split among five people, it's almost zero chance of winning in New Hampshire.
Based on the candidate that he's kind of become, wouldn't it be good for the Republicans if he wound up the nominee for, let's say, the other, you know, the top three or four, you know, just sort of you know, imploded on themselves for whatever reason, and he wound up being the nominee. Other than the fact that it'd be a Clinton and Bush again, and Clinton couldn't use that against somebody, I mean, he's not a good candidate, is he?
Who are we talking
Bush.
About?
Bush.
No, he's not. He's he really isn't. I don't think he doesn't like campaigning. He doesn't like any part of it. He doesn't. You get the feeling he doesn't think he should have to go through this.
Yeah.
And I like him, and I've known him for decades.
Yeah. I've been shocked by how poorly he's done. But let's talk about Trump real quick in the last minute we got left. What do you think? I mean, what are you going to do, Rich? What are you going to do if Trump's the nominee?
Well, I suppose I'll support him if it's Trump versus Hillary.
I see you're holding your nose.
But I'm not looking for a bus to throw myself in front of.
Yeah.
But that happens a lot in politics.
Could he beat Hillary?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if he's the nominee, I'm not entirely sure that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think so. I think Hillary is damaged goods, and the reporters on and supporters on the two coasts and on the networks just don't want to admit it. She is damaged goods.
So let me ask you one last question. Again, I've asked you this before, and I remember what you said last time. What are the chances she'll be indicted? Or at least referred?
I think it's 50-50, yeah.
That's major dangerous statistics. I mean, possibility for the Democrats, isn't it? 50-50.
But, the Justice Department has been a political operation.
Yeah, oh yeah. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.